I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Disaster opens doors for the gospel in Turkey. Learn why in just a moment. And then later, an unreached tribe in Kenya encounters the hope of Christ for the first time. We'll explain more in just a few minutes. But we'll begin today in Turkey and Greece, where a 7.0 magnitude earthquake rocked parts of both countries on Friday. The Turkish city of Izmir is still pulling people out of the rubble. Over 90 have died and hundreds more have been injured as several buildings collapsed. Joe Hanley of Asian Access says Christians in Izmir have suffered no harm.
Church members are trying to reach out to the people, you know, that have been mostly impacted, providing food and fresh water. I've got direct requests to pray for the weather and to pray because the aftershocks are really impacting the city.
These Turkish Christians want to share the gospel as they provide food and shelter to those in need.
The leaders that I'm talking to, they want to be peace agents in society. They want to bring the true everlasting peace that only Jesus can bring. So pray as they share the gospel with their neighbors, with those impacted.
Greece and Turkey have squabbled this year, but Hanley hopes they can build solidarity in the aftermath of this shared disaster.
Erdogan, the leader of Turkey, has reached out to the Greek leadership saying, you know, I know we have our differences, but this is the time we need to come together. And so that's really a good sign and something to pray about.
Next, today is Election Day in the U.S., when voters can make their choices known for national, state, and local leaders. Approximately 239 million people are eligible to vote, and 93 million voted early by mail. Elections are one of the most difficult topics that pastors and church leaders had to navigate this year. People in the pews have varying but strongly held opinions about politics, COVID-19, race riots, and more. And then there are government regulations. Denise Godwin of International Media Ministries tells us,
we're interacting with pastors all over the country and all over the world, hearing their challenges of meetings and not meetings and deciding which part of the regulations makes sense that they can enforce or not enforce. And it's just a tightrope walk.
Whether it's navigating pandemic regulations or the fallout from this year's elections, church leaders need our prayer.
It's such an important time to build one another up and hold the arms of the church leadership up as they try to navigate a very narrow field of options between governments and what God's calling them to do at any given moment.
But the good news, God is on the move.
People are responding to online media that shares Christ 3 times more than normal. People are inquiring about God and looking for hope through media.
And the vast majority of gospel ministry in Kenya takes place in the West. Venture up north towards the Somalia border, and things can get pretty dicey for followers of Christ. But that is exactly what World Mission and their partners are doing. World Mission's Greg Kelly says they've been reaching out to the Pokot tribe in northern Kenya. They're just coming out of a drought and locust infestation, and the people are struggling. What's more, the Pokot are fearsome warriors, and many other tribes steer clear of them.
They say it's a no man's zone. You go through military and police checkpoints, and they're kind of like, are you sure you want to go down this road? But we know where we're going to, and it's places where the gospel needs to get to. That's why we go there. Our national partners are working in these very particularly high-tension areas.
World Mission is distributing food relief, water filters, and solar-powered audio Bibles, and they're starting some amazing conversations about Jesus.
Recently, we were doing some evangelism in a village, and we were demonstrating our water filter. And a Pokot warrior who was carrying an AK-47, when he saw the clean water that came out of this filter after seeing how dirty it was going into it, he said, if your God can do this to me, I want to know him.
So pray for the gospel to spread in northern Kenya and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. They're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.